another hour of What's On Your Mind from the studios of K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, the voice of the Northern Plains, and KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC, Dickinson, and KTGO, Tioga. We appreciate you very much. Glad you're out there, and welcome you to another hour. This hour is our Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall, where Congressman Kevin Cramer of North Dakota graciously clears his schedule to take your calls, questions, and comments at a very contentious time in Washington, D.C. right now with this government shutdown. At least it's a shutdown if you're a family member of a fallen a veteran. It's a shutdown if you're wondering what the USDA response will be to the blizzard impact on the livestock industry. It's a slowdown for others. We're going to talk about that today. Here's a telephone number to ask your questions live of Congressman Cramer, 800-228-0550. Email's welcome as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go to Facebook, ask your questions there if you'd like as well. You can find that from whatsonyourmindradio.com. And the local telephone number is 701-258-0550. If you'd like just to ask your question and have it recorded, you can also do that, 855-200-1776. Press 1, and we'll get you in queue as we go throughout the hour. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanna, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
And time for Congressman Kevin Cramer to join us. Kevin, welcome back to the program. Do we have Kevin?
Time.
Oh, there we are.
We did. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you guys again on a Wednesday. I wish there were more good news things to talk about, but maybe at the end of it all there is a silver lining. But we are in a very contentious time with a lot of tension in the air.
Congressman, where are we at as far as getting everybody to the table? We hear reports. There was some talk about with Boehner's name coming up this weekend. Has that gotten any traction? Was that just media speak? Is there some deals going on behind the scenes that might get something done?
Well, I don't know how much is going on behind the scenes, as you say, and I guess we always assume there are things going on behind the scenes.
Or hope.
Sometimes I think we assume improperly, but I will say there are some glimmers of hope. I mean, the fact that the president said he'd be open to a short-term solution during which time we could actually have some negotiation, I thought was encouraging. Harry Reid didn't think so. He doesn't want a short-term deal. And I've often maintained that the president's more responsible than the Senate leader, and I think you're starting to see a little bit of a fraction in their relationship, perhaps. And so I think that was encouraging. You know, we did pass in the House, I think it was yesterday. I lose track of the days anymore, but, the formation of a negotiating team, a bicameral, bipartisan negotiating team to take up both the funding and the debt ceiling issues. It'd be great to see the Senate take that up as well and form something formally. And I think that's what people want. It's what we've been asking for all along, is that let's just get people to the table so that we can negotiate the differences and find some common ground and some compromise. So, yeah, I think there is a little bit of hope, guys, that's swirling around the town today. I have two leadership meetings this afternoon, and certainly I'll know much more by the end of today.
Obviously, John Boehner said again and again, you've said, that the idea is to get people to the table here. The Democrats have said no. The president reiterated that yesterday. What will break that logjam? I mean, are people calling saying, hey, work this out? Are you hearing that from constituents?
That's what people are saying mainly, is work this out. Some people have a hard stand one way or the other, whether it's about Obamacare or whether it's about other issues that sort of surround that spending and the shutdown, and they're on all sides. And our calls are are split fairly evenly compared to, some of the other members that I talk to. But by and large, what people want more than anything is for us to find common ground and just get along. And that's sort of easy to talk about, but you really do have to have people willing to sit down at the negotiating table if you're going to negotiate. And it takes two sides to have a discussion. And so far, one side has been unwilling to do that. And so, I think there's still plenty of blame to go around. I mean, the way this all started was a pretty hard line that we took in our first bill. But every bill we passed since the first one in the House has been more moderate than the previous one, and yet every one has been rejected or ignored by the Senate. So I really do see the Senate as becoming the bigger problem, frankly, even than the president.
Congressman Kramer, how has things changed? When this started out, it was about Obamacare.
Yes.
Is that still where the fight lies? My opinion has changed on this a little bit. I'd like to see us go down that road. I'd like to see it implemented now sooner than later so we could get to the midterm elections and then let the American people have a decision in this after they've had a year to digest it. For me, though, it's the level playing field. Where's the fight going on right now? Because now we're getting into the debt ceiling, we're getting to the Obamacare, we're getting the level playing field for Obamacare. Where is the fight on the Republican side?
Well, it's a great point, and there really are two fights. One is the debt ceiling, and one is still centers on Obamacare. But one of the things I think we have to acknowledge is that Obamacare did become the law of the land on October 1st. It has been now for 9 or 10 days. It's failing miserably, as predicted. And to some degree, there was this whole line of thinking and rhetoric before October 1st that if the House would just stand its ground and shut down the government, and there were talking heads and radio talk show hosts and U.S. senators that said, you know, that the money starts in the House, it'll be defunded. Well, obviously, it isn't defunded. And as I've said on this show many times, Obamacare is like Medicare and Social Security. It is mandatory spending, or food stamps. It's mandatory spending. So doing nothing does not stop funding Obamacare. And I think now, hopefully, many people understand that not funding the government or shutting the government down does not, in fact, stop Obamacare. In fact, what it really does is it gives the president almost unilateral power to determine what is essential spending, and he's spending it on Obamacare. So,
right.
You know, that has helped, I think, to some degree.
Aren't you glad to know that we have a full bank of calls waiting to weigh in, as we always do? So let's get to them here. Dwayne Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, this is Dwayne Henderson calling.
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
You know, really good. You know, with being in Iraq and having a brother killed in action in Iraq, this is despicable what our government is doing to our latest 5 fallen troops. Do whatever you can to take care of it.
Well, thank you, Dwayne, and I am very familiar, of course, with your sacrifice, and can't express enough how much I appreciate it and how sorry I am for it. We are taking up a bill today that will no doubt pass the House, I would think, quite handily, that ensures that those families of fallen soldiers are provided their $100,000 to help pay for funeral expenses and travel expenses. But I will say this, I've always maintained, the Department of Defense already has the authority and the money to do that. And that was part of the Pay the Military Act that we passed and the president signed into law. And the Department of Defense has been as guilty as any agency, perhaps more guilty than most, in trying to make this slowdown hurt as many people as possible to the greatest degree as possible. And I think the transparency of that political ploy is starting to catch up to them. But this, just to make double sure, we are passing another law today. And I would think that Harry Reid would bring this one up and pass it, and the president would sign it to ensure that those families of fallen soldiers are not further punished for their sacrifice.
Let's get one more quick call in. Terry and Bismarck, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Kramer, I have a couple of questions. One quick question is, do you have your devil horns on according to Joel Heitkamp? And how can you sleep with them?
Yeah. Well,
no, I'm tired of the vitriol that's being eschewed. I think what I'd like to ask is there a better way that the Republicans and the conservatives can communicate, negotiate with the people? Forget about negotiating with the Senate or with the other side. Take it to the people. Negotiate with the people. If you do a better job communicating with the people, I think you're going to get more of them on your side, especially as long as this Obamacare fails.
Yeah. Terry, you raise a really important political point, and it's one where the Republicans in Congress have been very focused. You maybe have noticed there have been a long lineup of talk shows and TV shows that have taken not just the leadership onto their airwaves, but a lot of rank and file members as well. I've chosen to avoid some of the national shows, although I did one national radio show, or a couple, I guess, but I've done more of the local shows because I think that's where the real communication needs to take place. And you're right, Terry, we've found that has worked very, very well. But at the same time, at the end of the day, one of the problems we have is a president that's not up for re-election and has nothing to lose. And so we still do need to have a conversation and negotiation with him. But I want to make this point that I think to Terry's point. The House of Representatives has passed now about 50% of the government, funding for about 50% of the government that reflects our priorities of things like services for veteran services, military, National Guard, National Monuments and Museums, disaster relief through FEMA, furloughed federal employees, Food and Drug Administration.
All ignored by the Senate. Not taken up at all. Let's hold that thought, Kevin, if you will. Thanks for the call, Terry. And when we come back, others waiting to weigh in here as well. Ed and Brad, Lawfare calls for Congressman Kevin Cramer. The Talk Radio Town Hall will continue after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. Hunt with Heroes. This pheasant opener. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This morning, after sitting watching the story with absolute disgust, because I'm a disabled veteran, about the soldiers' families that were killed in Afghanistan being not allowed to travel to Dover, Delaware on the government's dime to meet their fallen soldiers' bodies, and being denied their death benefits, the World War II veteran being denied access but allowing illegal immigrants to meet on the mall. I wanted to contact each of North Dakota's state representatives, Heitkamp, Hoven, and Cramer, them to stop acting like grade school children and sit down and talk to each other. Senator Heitkamp's website is closed. It says, due to the shutdown. Both the others are open, but only hers. So we have no way of contacting our senator, the one Democrat in a Republican state. This is ridiculous. This is news. I can't believe nobody's reporting this. No TV stations in the state, not the newspaper. Somebody needs to report this. Thanks, Scott.
I appreciate the call, some of the off-air frustration you're hearing, and listeners similar to what the comment from the callers in the previous break. Congressman Kevin Cramer's with us. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 for your questions live of Kevin if you do want to leave a comment like that one. 855-200-1776. Before the break, you were explaining how you've addressed all these individual frustrations, but they're ending up just lost somewhere between the House and the Senate. Right?
Terry's point is right on in terms of communicating with the people, and that's what I've tried to do. And, Scott, it's exactly why my website's up. It's exactly why I didn't furlough a single employee. And it's why I'm still on the job working in the House, because it's important that we communicate. And so I really feel like people need to call the senators. They especially need to call Democrat members of the Senate and say, get Harry Reid to take up these spending bills so that children on WIC and Head Start, which we funded Head Start yesterday, we cannot leave these Head Start children behind. We should not leave Native Americans behind just because Harry Reid is having a hissy fit. So it's going to take, and by the way, all of these bills that we've passed in the House are bipartisan. We've had 25 Democrats that have voted with us on funding pediatric cancer. We had 189 Democrats vote with Republicans to provide back pay for furloughed employees. 35 Democrats voted on the veterans benefits, and 36 voted to pay the National Guard and Reserve. And we've had Democrats on every bill that we've passed, and Harry Reid won't take a single one of them up in the United States Senate. So we need to put the pressure on Harry Reid to do that. And so that's why it never made sense to me to furlough workers and then pay them. So I kept mine working so that at least so they're being productive and doing what they want to do, and that is serve the people of North Dakota.
Your comments or questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kevin, I had a couple people shoot me emails, and they were asking, as far as state offices, did you have to shut down any state offices because they were wondering if they could still get a hold of their legislative?
Yeah, I kept all of my state offices open. All of my employees are working. They're on the job. I have curtailed their travel and sort of ceremonial work just because we need to want to be mindful of the people's dollars. But there's no point in my mind of having people not work and then paying them after that. So they're working, taking care of constituency relations, taking phone calls, and being my eyes and ears at the state offices. So all four of my state offices are open. I will say this. I do have Chris, my wife, has been attending some events on my behalf. The staff have not so much. We're going to we review every event very carefully to make sure that it's relevant to the legislative work that I do. But other things like today, for example, Chris is down in Standing Rock at the inauguration of Chairman Archambault. She's there representing me. Of course, she doesn't get paid for that, and expenses don't get paid for that. But we want to pay honor to the chairman. So she's been attending some things on my behalf and on behalf of the citizens of North Dakota. Otherwise, yep, the offices are open. And they're taking company if you're looking for someone to talk to.
I take it that's not the case with at least according to John and Carrington, Senator Heitkamp's website even shut down. So if you're suggesting folks call members of the Democrat caucus in the Senate, can you call Senator Heitkamp?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I know last week you could not. Perhaps this week that's changed since we've agreed to pay furloughed workers. Although the Senate hasn't taken up the paid furlough workers bill. So I guess I just don't know about that. I do know that we take a lot of calls, and the first thing many people say is at least you're answering your phones, thank you. And we've gotten that from a lot of people. But I can't speak for Senator Heitkamp.
Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Patrick in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yes. What I'd like to discuss is if they want to really defund Homeland Security, which just bought 2,717 armored tanks that are able to travel not on tracks but on tires. Defund Homeland Security. We've got our National Guard to get the
Hey, Patrick, do us a favor here. Hang on. I'm going to have Aaron take your call off air. As soon as we get a little better signal, we'll let you finish that point. I think you're suggesting some other budget priorities, but we're having trouble hearing with that cell connection. Gordy Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Let's go to you. Gordy, go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, when are the rest of the guardmen in, like in Bismarck, going to get put back to work? My son happens to be one of them, and he's still on furlough.
Good question, and I don't know the answers to specific situations. I can tell you that, as you know, last week the Department of Defense had taken our law of requiring them to fund everybody and to pay everybody, and they instead of doing that, they furloughed several people. We wrote a very hard letter to the secretary saying, no, you're misreading the law. Take another look at it. His attorneys did, and then they were calling everybody back, but in rather slow motion, Gordy. So I don't know the specific situation. I certainly am happy to check on it for you if off air or if you want to call my office. If we get some your contact information, we'd be happy to check on it directly and personally for you. But even beyond the Pay the Military Act, which does in fact fund the National Guard and civilian employees of the military, we also passed an additional funding bill specifically for National Guard and Reserve. Again, that's one of those bills that's hung up over in Harry Reid's top drawer, and we need the Senate to take up if in fact the paying the National Guard is a priority for them. So, but we're happy to check on your case specifically if you'd leave some contact information.
Sure.
Hang on, Gordy.
Hang on, Gordy. Yep. We'll get off air.
Yeah, hold on, Gordy. We'll get that information from you off air. Get back to the phones in just a few minutes, but we don't have time for you to get a call in. We'll get it after the break. Ed and Dickinson, Brad, also hopefully we'll get Patrick back as well. You can weigh in 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Congressman, going back to what I think the point Patrick was making, we've got the NSA and we've got all these government entities, Homeland Security. When you start looking at their funding issues and what they're sucking up from a budgetary standpoint, and then you've got the Guard that right now is out of work, isn't that the job for the Guard? Isn't that the job of Homeland Security? That's the Guard.
I think Patrick's onto something very important, and that is the ability or the opportunity to consolidate some of these services into more appropriate agencies. And I would go as far as even cybersecurity, which I know, you know, frightens some people. And NSA, of course, is the lead agency on cybersecurity. And I maintain that in our North Dakota National Guard, and I know this is true of several others, there are experts who work in the field every single day who know more about computer technology and networks.
Congressman, we're up against the break. We'll let you finish that when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Summer may be gone, but you know what? It's not too late to relax and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Here's your invite to come join my friends at Chase Summer Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Historic, unique, elegant, charming, all the warmth of a first-class resort venue. You're going to love it. My family does. They rave about it. Every time we go, we just have a fantastic time, and my wife and I relax unlike any other place on the planet. And here's a great deal for you. Chase Summer Lake is offering you a chance to book one night in a two-bedroom, one-bath classic condo and get your second night free any Sunday through Thursday night in September or October. Another great reason to pack up and head for Chase Summer Lake. And the condos are great, fully equipped, full kitchens with a nice granite countertop, stainless steel appliances, and all the amenities. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. This is a premier resort. You're going to love it. ChaseSummerLake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for the great offer or call 888-242-7306.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Congressman, had to cut you off because of the break. I wanted to let you finish on the Guard. That's our homeland security. That's the job of the National Guard, in my perspective.
It really is in so many ways. Homeland security, of course, also has things like FEMA under it and whatnot, and that's all fine and well and good, but you're right. I mean, the front line really is our Guard and Reserve, and it's really, frankly, a more appropriate use for them than fighting our wars for us overseas. Well, that's not an inappropriate utilization of our Guard. It's not the main utilization, and so I think Patrick's idea is, and his point is, a very good one. It is, I think, it enhances efficiency as well as productivity, and it's better for better for our Guard men and women. But I was starting to say there are other things like cybersecurity where I frankly would have more confidence in the intelligence and the experience of a lot of our Guard men and women who are working the area of technology every single day in their full-time jobs, if they're not in fact full-time Guard members, than I do in some of the people at the NSA. And, you know, and one only has to look at the launch of Obamacare to know that there aren't a lot of IT geniuses working for the federal government.
800-228-0550 if you have a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Ed and Dickinson for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, comment first. I think the phone number for Obamacare says it all. It starts with FUC. The question is, what's it going to take to change the law about having your vehicle raised more than 3 inches?
Well, now there's something I know nothing about, Ed, but I'm happy to check into if there's a federal law that relates to that. Sure.
I don't think it's federal. I think it's local, and it's just that, you know, you can have your vehicle raised 3 inches. Well, I bought an off-road vehicle raised 6. They're intentional for off-road. And now it's not legal to have in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's a new one on me. I guess if it's a local, I'm guessing it's a state law or regulation. I'm happy to check into it for you, Ed, but it might be just as well calling the Department of Transportation or something to see what it would take.
We'll check in on that, but I am pretty sure from an on-road, off-road standpoint, the reason there's limitations on the on-road is for safety standards, and having in a crash, a car would possibly go under that bumper and yep, cause more damage and potential harm. So thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, Representative Cramer, again, it's an honor to speak to you as always. And my first comment is, as always, fight the fight. Like I said before, I don't care if it's 1 to 434. stick to it. We need you out there. But my second thought, or more important comment, is one of the things that I've been frustrated with the Republican Party in the past is that we have not had a lot of really well-spoken, eloquent communicators that can share the message effectively. And Representative Kramer, I think you do that very well. And I would love to see you, you know, getting out there with CNN and MSNBC and all of these other, you know, liberal media outlets and telling the truth about some of this stuff. The government isn't really shut down. It's a slowdown. We're not really going to default on our loans. We're still going to pay the interest and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And just attack some of this garbage that they're throwing at us because we know it's not true, but because we're just not doing a good job of communicating that. Man, I would love to see you on every news show and Sunday morning show. And, I mean, I know it's a lot of work, but you do such a good job of communicating clearly and honestly the truth of some of this stuff. And, you know, heck, if nothing else, give me a job. I'd love to be your spokesman. I go on every show you want me to.
Sure. Well, you're doing a great job, Brad, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the encouragement. And I must admit, guys, there are times when I watch some of our guys on some of the talk shows, and I think, oh, man, you could have done so much better, you know, and yet I don't like to be critical either. So perhaps I'll take up more of the invitations to participate in some of those shows.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in earlier during the break as well.
Yeah, Congressman. I just hope the Republicans stick to their guns and don't falter or fail. We have to either get rid of Obamacare, repeal it, whatever it takes, but until they make it equal and fair, or in other words, bring it to us like it was originally drafted, not altered like Obama did it. Just stick to it. Tell Boehner to don't cave. You guys will prevail, and you'll come out better on top of it for doing it. Thank you.
A piggyback comment on that from an emailer said, could you ask Kevin Kramer, when are the Republicans going to cave like they always do?
That's an unfortunate email because, well, frankly, what Republicans need is encouragement, not that type of an email. And I know I understand the person's frustration, but I don't know how you could ask more of an entity that is the minority of this town. And that's the thing I think a lot of people forget. Remember, the House of Representatives, Republicans are just a little more than half of only one-third of the federal government, the legislative piece of the federal government, the legislative and executive, or the policy part of the federal government. And then you have the courts working against us besides. So, you know, I think we're fighting a good fight. We're fighting hard, and we're fighting at hopefully smart. And so, you know, we're not going to overturn Obamacare this week or tomorrow or based on any of these things. We're not going to overturn it while Barack Obama's president. But we can. We do need to stay in the fight, and we can insist on changes. There are Democrats that are seeing the need for changes every single day. And all we're asking for at this point, everybody, is fair treatment under the law. In other words, they always tell us, Obamacare is the law of the land, leave it alone. Well, if it's the law of the land, the law of the land does not give the president the authority to grant a one-year waiver to his big business buddies while he sticks it to individuals. We're saying, let's be fair under the law, and let's have a one-year delay for individuals as well as for big business so that we can work out these differences and these problems with the glitches and several other things. You know, certainly an exemption for Congress is inappropriate, but yet the Senate, you know, the Senate killed that bill when we sent it over to them, you know, eliminating that exemption for members of Congress and the president's cabinet. So we're probably not going to get overturned in one fell swoop, but we're going to keep working at it piece by piece.
Let's go back to the phones. John in Fargo, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're fighting off all those requests for interviews, but I think they're saving you.
Yeah.
Kevin, they're saving you for, they're probably going to bring out the big guns, which would be you because you're North Dakota congressman, to explain why you and your cohorts in the Tea Party and the Republican Party evidently are hell-bent to get rid of the sugar program and basically sitting and not getting a farm bill done. So I assume that you'll be one of the leaders of those movements. Am I correct, or
I guess I'm confused. I couldn't tell exactly what you were saying. I think you were saying I'm part of the movement to get rid of the sugar program, or is
that
what
the Tea Party? Yeah, all your candidates are All the Republicans are hell-bent to get rid of the sugar program.
Okay, just so you understand, we passed a farm bill with the sugar program intact with 100% Republican votes and zero Democrat votes. Maybe you didn't understand that, but we did. We had no Democrat votes, 100% Republican votes. The sugar program's in there. Not only is the sugar program kept in the bill, and I did speak very firmly to this point on the floor of the House of Representatives, but we even made it permanent law so that we wouldn't revert back to the 1949 law pre-sugar. So I guess I'm a little confused by what by the accusation or the tone of your point, because it doesn't line up with the facts.
It was inaccurate, obviously. Let's keep moving here. Sherman and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Sherman.
Yeah, hi, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Sherman.
I got a quote I want to read to you.
Sure.
And it was from a news talk radio with Paul W. Smith on 3/23, March 23rd, 2010. And he asked him why it will take the government until 2014 to fully set up the Obamacare system. And Dingell, Congressman Dingell said this, "It takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps to have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people." That's what Obamacare is about, control. And Vladimir Lenin, the founder of the Communist Party of the Soviet Communist State, said socialized medicine is the keystone to the arc of the socialist state. Lenin believed that if government controls your access to health care, it has the power to decide whether you live or die. And I believe Obama thinks the same way as Lenin does. And then on the gun control, the Obama administration, through John Kerry, signed a treaty with the United Nations. I think if you defund the United Nations and get the United Nations off our soil, maybe we can get rid of Obama. He might want to take that job.
Sherman, you raised some very important points in a great historical context, both on socialized medicine and as well as the anticipation that it would take until 2014 to get Obamacare fully implemented, which, you know, I understand, but my goodness gracious, to have 3 years to implement a website that doesn't work is, you know, that's a record for just about anybody. With regard to, you know, the gun control issue and the UN gun treaty, I for life of me can't imagine why our president would have our Secretary of State sign the thing, but I would be very interested to know how all of the senators plan on voting and ratification, because only the Senate can ratify a UN treaty.
Sherman, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Jim in Williston. What's on your mind for Congressman Cramer?
Yes, I just want to tell Mr. Cramer that you're doing an excellent job where you are. And I just wanted to bring up a couple points on Obamacare. You know, they say it's good for the country, but it's not good enough for the Congress or the Senate or even the president. I understand that's probably not what the people want to hear in this country. That was one of the questions I had. The other question was, this president has gone against the Constitution I don't know how many times and just blatantly, flatly out disregarded. Why can't we, as you guys in Congress and Senate, proceed with impeachment on him? And those are my two questions.
Sure. First thing with regard to Obamacare being good for the country but not good enough for the president, I do think one of the greatest acts of hypocrisy, or at least perhaps the greatest act of integrity, would have been if the first two people to go on the exchange and on the website and sign up would have been Barack and Michelle Obama. But instead, we pass a law in the House of Representatives that does away with the congressional exemption, the exemption for members of Congress and the president and his cabinet, and instead Harry Reid kills it over in the Senate. On a straight party line vote, I might add. Just so people know, every Republican senator voted with us to include Congress and the president and his staff and cabinet, and every Democrat in the Senate voted with the president and Harry Reid to keep the exemption for themselves. So I'm completely with you on that one, Jim. And then on
appreciate it. And the other, save for the second point for the other side of the break, if you would. Jim Williston, hang on for your answer and more of your calls when we come back. The Talk Radio Town Hall today with Congressman Kevin Cramer will continue. Do not go
away. Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Cam Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer here. We have about 5-6 minutes left, so we'll go quickly as we can. I did want to ask you quickly about the pending deadline on the debt ceiling. We've talked a lot about the debate that's been ongoing here for a couple of weeks on the continuing resolution, but soon the debt ceiling debate will happen. Are these two debates merging, Kevin? What's on the continuing resolution, will the House Republicans continue to say, we need to have some relief here on Obamacare as part of the debt ceiling debate?
I don't know that we'll tie Obamacare to the debt ceiling just because we've already tied it to the CR. And originally that was the plan, was to tie it to the debt ceiling, because the speaker and the leader always felt like we had stronger footing, more leverage over there. But the debt ceiling is where we're looking for real issues related to real reforms related to, first of all, cutting spending and growing the economy. In fact, what we're saying is that the growth numbers and the cuts need to exceed, at least meet or exceed, the amount that the debt ceiling would be raised. That does not seem like an unreasonable request in my view. In fact, 27 times over the last 40 years, the debt limit has been used to negotiate spending reductions. Of course, the president's saying it's never happened in the history. Of course, it's happened 27 times. And so that's where we're going to focus more, I think, on the debt ceiling negotiations. But yes, they are sort of being merged, Scott. I think you're exactly right. And, you know, for obvious reasons, we're kind of at that time and they're all come and do it at the same time. So there's some, you know, there are two views on it. We shouldn't merge them. There are others that say we should merge them. I don't know which one's going to prevail, but whether they're merged or not, they're coming together at the same time.
Kevin, a lot of producers around here are getting hammered from the USDA and USDA non-essential with the loss of livestock, the loss of crops from this big snowstorm, this early snowstorm that we had predominantly in South Dakota and southwestern North Dakota. How is that not essential?
Well, in my view, it is essential, Steve, and this is why the House on Saturday passed the Pay Furloughed Employees Act, right? So that furloughed employees will get paid their back pay. And what that does is that already tells everybody, we're already going to pay everybody. So let's start opening the government by making more employees essential. We've already appropriated the money for their salaries. So the agencies have it in their power to do that, but they've chosen not to. In fact, they've gone just the other way. And I think this is all part of the White House strategy to make this slowdown hurt as many people as possible, as deeply as possible, which is why you have families of fallen soldiers not getting their payments, why you have World War II veterans locked out of their memorial while illegal immigrants have a rally right next to the memorial, and why you have people being thrown out of their homes because they're on federal land, and none of which has happened in the previous 17 shutdowns. So it is essential. It should be deemed essential immediately by the secretary and the USDA employees, the appropriate employees ought to be at work working with these ranchers.
Why maybe just pass one blanket thing to say, use your brain, bureaucrats here. If you have a salmonella outbreak, that's essential. Yeah. If you have livestock, industry responding to a disaster in the form of a blizzard, that's essential. I mean, my gosh, now we're having to have a debate about what is essential or not. That should be common sense, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be. And if there are 800,000 non-essential federal employees, what does that say about the magnitude of our federal government? The reality is that they're not all unessential. Many of them are essential, and we ought to be getting them back to work as soon as possible.
Did we get Jim's answer in Williston?
No, he wanted to know about why we aren't impeaching the president, and I've said this a few times. Part of why, Jim, is because an impeachment, of course, is really a prosecution, and it requires enough of the right type of evidence. And one of the things the president's been very clever about doing is, rather than giving an executive order deeming a certain part of a law, like Obamacare, not functioning for a year or issuing a waiver, what he does is he simply tells his enforcement agencies like the IRS, we're not going to enforce this part of the law for a year. And so selective enforcement is how he gets around breaking the law rather than just sort of executive proclamation.
We're running up against the clock. I want to get as many calls in as we can. Let's go to Wes in Western North Dakota quickly for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Representative Kramer. Why do we have a sugar program when Crystal Sugar is about to default on a $37 million government loan where they're going to turn back, they're going to not only get a default on the loan, they're going to turn back the sugar that it's used as collateral, and there is a potential for a $337 million default. It's a government program that does not work. When do we send you people to Washington to operate just like we operate out here on a free market system?
Well, because agriculture has always had a safety net that protects it because of the couple of aspects. One is the safety of the food supply is very, very important. And the reason that the sugar program is what it is, and the reason of that for the default is because of the sugar program. It's designed to do exactly what it's doing, and that is when there's a collapse in price due to a glut of imports, and in this case, the imports are from Mexico. And also, Wes, one of the things that I think a lot of people maybe don't understand is that the top competitor to American sugar are not other free market sugar producers. It's governments, and in this case, it's the government of Mexico, and where it's not the government, it's highly subsidized private sector sugar growers in Mexico, and Brazil's even worse.
Appreciate the call, Wes. We're up against the clock, so sorry we don't have time for more of that answer. Congressman Kevin Cramer is working. His staff is working during this government shutdown, so you can call his office directly, and of course, he'll be joining us as news warrants through this, and for sure next Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennen. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind on KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC, KTGO, and AM 1100 The Flag. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beatlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.